Listen, I've probably been the most hesitant to be playing around with the Tiki Talkie, but it is now the number one social media platform out there, and it cannot be denied. So that's why I've been going all in and really maneuvering and finding out how you can make TikTok work for any business that you have without having a gajillion followers. And I have been mastering that in a big way. That's why I want to invite you to a TikTok workshop in March. You do not want to miss it. For more information, just go to rockstalks.co. Totally worth it. You'll love it.
New page. Let's talk. Note. Let's bring people here. Oh, you're doing your hair and makeup. Perfect. I love that I get to be here with you while you're doing that. And now we're live on YouTube. Hello and welcome to the Rocks Talk Show. Y'all, if you're on YouTube, I know the sound's not as good because I'm using the mic for the talk. So come on over here. That's my suggestion. Rocks Talk Show. It'd be good to see you here. Camera's better on the talk as well too. This is the place and the time where you get to do whatever you're doing, whether you're driving in the, well, if you're driving the car, I hope you're not looking at the screen, but when you're driving the car, you're doing your makeup, you're at work with the break, but you know that we don't have a chance anymore to talk about what's going on in pop culture, what's trending conversationally. This is your moment in time where we get to do that every day, Monday through Friday, and also an opportunity for you to bring up anything you want to talk about. You might listen, you might be like, yeah, I love that, but my husband doesn't like talking about that show. He's a dud that way, or whatever it might be. I'm here for you. All right. I'm your girlfriend. I've got you covered. So today we're going to be talking about the IRS, and is not what you think. It's actually pretty good news for some of you. Also the solar eclipse, it's taking over all the news channels. So we're going to talk about that a little bit, as well as the results on Caitlin Clark, what happened yesterday in basketball. We'll also discuss, honestly, a sad story about Angie Harmon. Don't know if you heard about that. And a quick recap of the iHeart Music Awards. If there's anything you want to add, you let me know. And yes, if you're on YouTube, I am checking the chat down there as well too. Okay, first up on the block, did you know the IRS might owe you money? I know you thought I was going to remind you to do your taxes. Tax day is coming up, and it is. That's true. However, the IRS came out and said that there is over $1 billion sitting in their coffers from the 2020 taxes. $1 billion, as I used to say, in refunds that have gone unclaimed. That could be you. Now, you're probably sitting there going, I don't remember. Did I do my taxes for 2020? That would have been the year, you know, the lockdown year. They extended taxes that next year because of all things. And it might just have gotten away from you. But here's the thing. If you don't claim, if you were owed money by the government, they can hang on to it. They don't have to give it to you if you don't claim it by May 17th. So you have a month and 2 weeks to get it done. I know you're probably thinking, I'm still getting my taxes done this year. I'm still doing those too. But take a moment if you think they might owe you money and go get your bag, people. Seriously, get your money. I mean, I'd take it for you, but it's yours. You don't have to admit that you didn't do your taxes for 2020, but go back and look and see. You would have filed them in 2021. Just to remind you, that's what we do. And it's time to file them. Go get your money. All right. The other thing is the solar eclipse. Now, the solar eclipse is taking over all things. Do you remember like the past eclipse? It must have been a solar one where you had to get special glasses and like, don't look into the light. You go blind. Well, you can still buy the glasses. That's a thing. Are you even in the path of the solar eclipse? I'm not this time. I'm off in Arizona, and I guess no solar eclipses of the heart come here. I can't help but sing that. Solar eclipse of the heart. How do we not sing that song? If you're in Texas, Central Texas, so if you're in like Waco, Austin, all the way up Dallas, Texas, you're going to see it. Oklahoma, Little Rock, Arkansas, Missouri, shout out if you're in any of those places. Bummer, me, myself, and I lives in Alaska, so it's not coming your way either. Yeah, it's totally not. It's like literally going from Texas northeast. So it's going to hit Illinois. Did I mention Kentucky? Indiana, the Midwest. Of course, the Midwest gets all those things, right? Cleveland, Ohio, Erie, Pennsylvania, Buffalo, New York, Burlington, Vermont, which is a beautiful place to visit, and the home of Ben & Jerry's, Lancaster, New Hampshire, and Caribou, Maine. That is where it's going to hit. It's going to hit around 12:23-ish Central Time, and then it'll take like a little over an hour to be a full total eclipse of the heart. I couldn't help myself, y'all. So it'll be interesting. And then, so it's going to start like 12:23 partially. And then by 1:44, actually, by 3:02, it'll be totally gone. Now, what's interesting is that plane tickets have gone up the wazoo for this thing. People are traveling to go see the eclipse. I have actually a family friend. We're like, you want to go to breakfast? She's like, actually, I'm going to Austin for the eclipse. I'm like, oh, okay. And I, at first I was like, I didn't know she was woo-woo like that. It doesn't matter. People are just going to go see it. The next time it's going to happen is like 2086. So it's probably won't even be there. Thank you so much for sharing this and for liking this live blog, Queen. So I'm curious, do you care about it? Are you interested in it? Or you're like, eh, blase, blase. It's just something people want to talk about. And are you getting the glasses? Are you getting the glasses? Now, if you have a pet, so your dogs, your cats don't need glasses. They'll just be just fine. So that's a relief. Also, they're saying dogs and cats are not really being impacted by the eclipse because they're using artificial light. But the animals outside, that's a different story. They say bees will like stop buzzing and things. So I'm interested to see what kind of behavior. But I tend to believe, because do you believe in Mercury in retrograde? Is that something we just say, like people just say gaslighting, or do you think it's a real thing? I do think there's times where just the energy, our energy in general, our actions, whatever you want to call it, changes things. Yeah, me, myself, and I said she believes in it. I believe in it too. So I think that even though we aren't going to bog queens, okay, so we've got voting. We believe in it. I think that even though we are not impacted necessarily by like the light, we can tell when it's daylight, night, and nighttime. I think it's going to be a little wonky on us. I do. And I think that shift is going to come soon. So it'll be interesting to see just how we interact and things, because you know, like there's sometimes you just don't, energy is something. You call it what you want. It is something. It counts. And so I'll be curious. I need to go look at, if y'all ever heard of human design, I am like a big human design person. I'm not a guru in it, but I'll tell you, I was told about it. I was like, okay. And then I did it. And I was like, oh, it makes my whole life make sense. Now I understand the way that I am. Eureka. It's basically like a personality test based on when you were born, like the exact time, date, and all the things you're born. And I'm a manifester in human design, but what I've learned and by diving into human design more and more is that these things do make a difference. Different shifts of whatever is going on in the world, which makes sense to you, don't you think? Like if you go on a roller coaster, there's a lot of energy and that changes the way you feel and things. So why wouldn't there be like a hum of energy that's going to change things in general? Anyhow, or like, for example, when people are night owls, I used to work the night shift when I first started in TV. And as a result, like it just does something to your body because you're up late at night and the energy and all the things. So there's something there. And so I'm curious and I'm going to do a little research. Maybe I'll try to do it by tomorrow and I'll be like, okay, this is what they say is going to happen to us. Or this is the shift that we're going to feel, because if animals are feeling it and if bees, I know those are not animals, but insects are going to stop buzzing, then you know they are more in tune with nature than we are, but that doesn't mean it doesn't impact us. It just means we don't always realize it, or we chalk it up or blame it on something else. Don't you think that's the case? Oftentimes we say, oh, okay, I'm feeling this way because of X, Y, Z, but it could just be the way our bodies are impacted and responding to things that are going on that don't necessarily make sense or aren't as obvious for us to see. Just a little thought there. So yesterday, last night, afternoonish, there was some basketball going on. The women's basketball championships is dwindling down, Elite Eight. And the reason why it's such a big deal, because you might be thinking, why was everyone like so interested in the Elite Eight? Because it was a rematch of the title game from last year. It happened to be Caitlin Clark and the University of Iowa versus LU and Molly Robinson. Now, I have to tell you right now, I like to tell you when I'm biased, just so we are on a playing field even. I went to Baylor University, Sitka Bears for undergrad. And our coach was Mulkey. Mulkey was like, we were the house that built Mulkey and she was the house that built us. There was a parting of the ways a few years ago and she went off to LSU, her alma mater. And so I'm bitter about it. So I don't want her to win. So I was happy she lost. And Caitlin Clark's like having her heyday. She's in her time. So she did win. Iowa won and they played really well. And so now they're off to the Final Four. Another interesting statistic about the Final Four is that in the Final Four for women's, there are two teams that are also in the Final Four for the men. That has never happened before. It did first. So NC State, which random, who knew they had a basketball team where they're coming for you, y'all. And then also UConn. UConn, that's to be expected in basketball. But The Carolinas are and Connecticut. Yeah, UConn is not Carolina. Just in case you're wondering, this is live. The East is doing their thing, is what I should have said. Less. Okay, this is not a happy story. I'm about, this is like your warning. In fact, it's a, this is a trigger warning if you don't like the harming of animals. Okay, I've said it. Now, let me tell you what happened. Angie Harmon. Do you remember Angie Harmon? She was on Law and Order. Gosh, she was good. Was she? No, she wasn't original, but she was good on Law and Order. And she also was on the show, I believe, Rizzolo and Isles. She posted on her social media yesterday that over Easter weekend, she had Instacart deliver, which I've had. Have you ever had Instacart deliver your food? I have, or your groceries? I have, totally. And the delivery driver dropped off their groceries, then took out a gun and shot her dog. Her dog is no longer, Oliver is no longer with us. She said it was unprovoked. The dog did nothing to him. But she said that her Ring camera was being, she was recharging it in the house and he saw that. So he knew that he could do it. There's a lot of questions I have here. First of all, I didn't know you had to charge your Ring camera. And that's kind of alarming that you have to take it offline, especially if you're Angie Harmon. She's kind of a big deal, I would think. She's a bigger deal than I am. The other thing is, that's some messed up stuff. And the other thing is, I didn't know that they packed heat. I guess I can understand why they would, but I didn't know they were packing heat. Did you? Now I'm thinking about all of my delivery drivers. I'm thinking about all of them. Like, do you pack heat? What's going on there? So the police came. The police arrested him, which I have more questions as well, too. Like, did the police have to go find him or did he stay around? And she says he was like, yep, I did that. Like, which is wild. So that's wildin'. So they let him go because he said it was self-defense. Nothing could do about it. She said he had no bites, no cuts, no scrapes. His pants were totally fine. So what's the deal? Scary and sad, right? Now, the other thing is Instacart's come out and said they've suspended him. They don't condone that. But her kids, all three of her kids were there. So there, it's just trauma all around. And the poor Oliver, that is like, I don't know. Like, I just, self-defense with the dog, there was not another way. None of it makes sense. None of it makes sense. Very sad. I'm sad for her and her family. And the other thing she said, forgot to tell you, was that the gentleman was shopping under a female profile. You know how you can see so-and-so is shopping? And for whatever reason, she said it was a female, but then a man came. So I don't know. It's very bizarre. Very, very bizarre. iHeartRadio had their awards last night. Big things you need to know, no surprise, that Taylor Swift, I mean, there's these two names you can always hear about right now in music. It's Taylor Swift and you hear about Beyonce. I'm not sure that anyone else is in music anymore. Does anyone else create music? They go on TV shows and they host things like American Idol and their own talk show, J-Ho and Kelly Clarkson. Kelly Clarkson still makes music. And The Voice. But is anyone making music anymore? Like, there used to be tons of people out there. What's happening? Well, alas, Taylor Swift won Entertainer of the Year. And then Beyonce won the Innovation Award, Stevie Wonder Innovation Award. Again, like, no one else is creating music in the genre that is not country, except for those two. And, whoa, wait a moment. Beyonce is in country. So here we are. Also of note, the Icon Award went to her. And when my husband heard it, he's like, she's a cockroach. He meant that in the nicest way. Cockroach meaning like she is still standing. She's 77. She looks amazing. She sang a duet with J-Ho, with Jay Hudson. They sang Believe, her song Believe. And she's just still going. She is like the cockroach is what he meant. Like when everyone is gone, who's surviving? Cher's right there, like doing her thing. Power to her. I wonder what her secret is. Seriously. And she wore the pants she's worn like 20 some years ago. Still can fit into them. I can't fit into my wedding dress from 7 months ago, but I will. Okay. I do want to mention to you, I think it's very important. I love that we are able to communicate and to get to know each other here on the talk or if you're on the tube. But have you thought about what happens if you, like, if you don't have access to these? I heard someone the other day say their tube account was shut down YouTube took it away from them. That can happen on the talking, happen on the Book of Faces, it can happen on the gram. How are you connecting with people? Or, you know, your government might just take it away, right? How are you going to keep in connection with these people that you've found? Because we're on here for different reasons. We're on here for communication, for connection. And a lot of you have businesses. You have a brand. You're an influencer. You are a social seller. You've got a side hustle. And these are people who are going to turn into your clients if they have an opportunity. Might I recommend to you that you dive into email? Email is going strong and it's a nice adjacent. It is not in replace of, but it's a great adjacent. So think about this. You're on social media. You meet people like you're at the bar, right? So you're meeting people like we used to at the bar back in my 20s. I go to the bar and meet people. Then as you get to know them, thank you so much for the likes, Tasha Balala. I hope I pronounced that correctly. Then you get to know them. You get their digits at the bar. And then you go out for a date. You get to know each other better, right? It is the same thing. I want you to think about social media like it is the bar. And as a result, you've got to think about how you're getting people's digits. Might I suggest to you that email is the way to go with that? Email is going to speed up the process of you getting to know people. It's going to speed up the process of them spying on you to trying and to buying from you. Okay. I highly, highly encourage you to do this. It's something that I've encouraged my clients to do for years and they see the results. And something that I did because I was finding that I was saying, like, send the emails and they're like, I don't know what to say. I created templates. I actually created email templates for them and they have those. I would like to, this April, give you April email templates for free. And you can get that right here. So if you're on live, it is inside that I put it already inside the caption. You can see the link to get them. If you're on the talk, I should say if you were on the tube, if you're on the talk, if you go to the top of the screen where you see my name and the 3,000 likes, thank you so much. I appreciate that. Getting it out to other people, it means so much. If you tap on that, okay, when you tap on that and then you tap on the link, it'll take you straight to get the free email templates. I highly encourage you to dive into those because they work and they sell, y'all. They work. And they're not just all like buy, 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 but it does help people get to know you and it helps you learn more about them, but it also helps them go, yeah, I want to buy that thing. Or when they need it, they're like, who was that person? Let me check my email and find it. Have you tried to check out your DMs? On any of these platforms, they weren't made to be I'm just declining an invite to join. Yep. No, thank you. They weren't made to be your CRMs. And so it's hard to even find someone you've been connecting with. This is why email is so important. So I want to encourage you to do that. Click on the link. You'll get it. It will be a lifesaver. And I'm happy to help you along the way because I can tell you, hey, you need this, but that's fine. You can tell me that I need to lose weight. You have to like help me do it, right? I mean, you could tell me that. I'm just saying, giving you the tools makes it easier for you to do. Think of it as Mad Libs. That's it. Mad Libs. That is what you're going to see with those. And I recommend you get started. If you haven't been emailing at all, start with one email. Tasha Bala, thank you so much for joining my team. That is amazing. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I really appreciate that. And then from there, you keep on going. Once a week is a great cadence to dive into and is sustainable as you get started. So I have templates for you to start. Use them. They're made for now. So go ahead and grab those. All right. Sound good? Okay. So if you're on the tube, we're going to leave, but we're going to keep this conversation rolling and going over on TikTok. Rocks Talk Show, same thing as it is on YouTube. Come on over there. We'll have the convo. You don't want to miss it. You know it's that good. In the meantime, you take care. Have a wonderful Tuesday. I hope you're getting sunshine somewhere. I'll see you tomorrow right here. Live. Don't forget that I do come on in the afternoon, evening. I don't have a time yet, but if you're following me on the talk, you'll get an alert. I go on live and I show you different things I get from the TikTok shops. You can check them out. You can ask me any questions and see if it's something you might like. I'm your girlfriend. I take you all the places. All right, y'all. Take care to the tube. Stay right there. Talk. We're going to keep this going. Let me just hit the end stream. And here we are. All right.